I'm born and raised in Mitchell County, North Carolina. As a small boy, there was just something in my life I really wanted God to use me. I really wanted God to do something with my life. I would read the Bible at night, and I would pray before I went to bed, and I would read about the exploits of the apostles, and I would be like, God, I want you to do that with me. I want you to use me. And even though I had this one part of me that really wanted to serve God and wanted to see God do amazing things, there was this other part that just seemed to be pulling me with some other stuff. At an early age, I learned to steal. When I saw something that I wanted in a store that if I didn't have money for it, it somehow ended up in my pocket. About that same time, I was introduced to sex. An older guy at school introduced me to homosexuality, and that seemed to come quite natural. Then at the age of 20, things began to change. God began to show me that He was very real. He was very interested in my life. And I had a car crash. The person who was driving was killed. And I should have been killed. Really, it was a miracle. They were amazed that I was alive. Came through with very little, with, I think, broken wrists. And I began to question concerns of eternity. Began to think about, well, you know, what does all this have to do with what's going on in my life? I began going to a Bible study a few miles from my home, a local Assemblies of God church. I ended up going to that church, that Bible study, talking to the pastor, and I just told him everything. I told him everything I was involved with, everything about my history. And we prayed. I gave my life to the Lord. And things changed. Things began to change. I stopped drinking, stopped smoking, stopped doing drugs, stopped cussing, stopped doing all the outward things that looked, made you look like a sinner. But the desire for same-sex sex, didn't go away. The longing to have sex with other men was still there. And I went and I talked to my pastor. I'm like, what? I don't understand what's going on here. It seems like God is setting me free from all these things. What is it about this? And he's like, well, just keep going after God. Keep praying, reading your Bible, and God will set you free. And I started praying, reading my Bible 3 hours a day. I got up every day for the next 4.5 years and read my Bible and prayed for 3 hours a day. It did not go well. Well, I went on. I mean, I wasn't acting on the stuff. I wasn't going out and having sex with other guys, but it was there. It was part of me. So I did what I knew to do. I got involved with church. I ended up becoming a licensed minister with the Assemblies. I went to UNC Asheville, started a campus ministry. Still, it didn't go away. I met a wonderful woman. Fell very much in love with her. Got married. I thought, this is going to be the final nail in the coffin. This will put this thing to rest. It didn't go away. In fact, it got worse. We were married for 2 full months, and she knew something was wrong because we were having a great deal of trouble being intimate. Finally, I told her what I was struggling with. I had never told her before. I'd never talked to her about it. I was too ashamed. And I told her what was going on. She was just devastated. She was just totally taken aback, horrified. Not only about what I was struggling with, but the fact that I hadn't told her. And she left me. Pastor, through all this, found out. He told the district officials about it. The district officials yanked my credentials. Most people at the church I was going to turned their back on me and sort of let me know that, you know, they were on my wife's side in this thing. And my life just sort of unraveled. For the next 6 months, I moved back in with my parents. Stayed there waiting for God to fix things. And He didn't fix things. So I said, I'm not going to wrestle with this anymore. I'm just going to go. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I jumped in, back in, to the gay world with both feet, head first. For the next 3 or 4 years, I got really, really, really messed up. Sex, drugs. And I discovered a new drug, moved to Florida and discovered a new drug, crack cocaine. And that took me places I'd never been before. My drug dealer had stolen my car, so I went to the rental car, Enterprise rental car, and rented one of theirs and just took off. I had my landlord's checkbook. He had about $12,000 to $13,000 in it. And I just took off, and I spent all of his money and had my car, and ended up, to make a long story short, being chased through downtown Asheville at about 3 in the morning by 12 cop cars and crashing into the Chamber of Commerce when it was up here in its old building. Strangely enough, they put me back on probation. Part of my probation was I had to do weekly urinalysis to see if I was doing drugs. I could not stop doing drugs. I was still doing drugs like mad. So my tests kept coming back dirty. They said, look, we're going to have to bust you and send you off to prison if you keep coming back dirty. I couldn't stop. So finally they arrested me. They took me off. They charged me with violating my probation. I was scared to death of going to prison. The idea of going to prison just frightened me. I remember laying back there, shackled, just laying on the floor, miserable, wondering, you know, why couldn't I have died? Why? Why couldn't I have died? What's the point of all this? What is going on? And all of a sudden, in the midst of this mess, God was there. Well, first of all, first I thought, this is the drugs. This is what withdrawal looks like 10 days after. Because God can't want anything to do with me. Obviously. God began doing something, and I don't even know how to put into words exactly what it is, but God began to make real clear that He still loved me. He still cared for me. He had a place for me. He had a life for me. And He had a destiny for me. And I didn't fully understand all the issues involving the homosexuality. I knew I had tried for years to get rid of it, and I couldn't. But I know that God just enabled me to do this, but I said this one thing to God. I said, if you still have something for me in life, if you don't want me to act on my homosexuality, I will struggle with it to my dying day, if that's what it takes, that I might know you, that I might have you. And that was some sort of turning point. And I was just willing to say, I'm willing to be obedient. I'm willing to do what you want, not what I want, what you want. I will do that to the best of my ability. Anyway, I went to court. I got sentenced to what would turn out to be a little over a year in prison. But I got transferred to Caldwell County. When I got there, I met this guy, 24-year-old African-American man named Seneca Watkins. He had been locked up 9 of his previous 10 years. But he had a walk with God unlike anything I had ever seen. Knew the Lord, every word that came out of his mouth was like. I learned really quickly to listen to him. We sat on 2 different bunks. He was sitting here, and I was sitting here. And he was holding my hands like this. He was praying for me. And as he prayed, he was just praying for a few minutes, and all of a sudden he jerked. And I heard the Lord's voice inside say, it's gone. There's no words to describe what that feels like. But I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, Jesus said, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. There is a level of freedom that He has available for us, I think, that sometimes we don't know it's there. And we settle for second best. But He's like, He's got so much more for us. It took me a long time to really sort through what happened that day. Because I began to understand, as the days and weeks progressed, what had happened was a root of fear of man had been taken out of my life. A root of desire for people's approval. So I came into the world hardwired for this need of affirmation, this need of approval. And the devil had a field day with that because I couldn't get it. I couldn't, especially from males. Couldn't get it from my dad. My dad and I were like in 2 separate worlds. He owned a service station, a garage. He was a mechanic. He liked sports. I liked to study. So there wasn't a lot of connection. Totally isolated. Here I was seeking approval, seeking people to think well of me, seeking people to say I was okay, and I could not get it. So I was in constant pain. I used to go home at night and just cry out to God, let me die, when I was a little kid. I got over that when I got older, but as a kid, that was pretty frequent for me. So here I was running around needing approval, couldn't get it. And when I finally, at the age of 13, an older kid at school, like, taught me how to have sex. That was the first time another guy was saying to me, you're good, you're valid, I approve of you. He was holding me. He was taking me in his arms and loving me. And man, I was eating that up. So what it became was a very short-term way of healing my pain, of taking my pain away. So it made sense. I would want more. I mean, if this makes the pain stop, I want more. I need more. So that, I came to understand, was the root of why I struggled with homosexuality. And it was that curse. That's what God has set me free from, not homosexuality. Homosexuality was a symptom of a much larger issue. Since coming out of prison 3.5 years ago, a lot's happened. A lot appears to be on the horizon.